Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
As we evolve our institutions and drive creative new partnerships, let me be clear. Certain principles of our international system are sacrosanct. Sovereignty, territorial integrity, human rights. These are the core tenets of the UN Charter, the pillars of peaceful relations among nations, without which we cannot achieve any of our goals.
I mean, 10 o'clock is a little early to be drinking, Mr. President. 6:11. Come on. You can say that what he said, like the words he said, were fine, but.
Now, even as we evolve our institutions and drive creative new partnerships, let me be clear.
I wish you would be. Just stop it. You know, that warm up martini came four. I don't know. But okay, so he goes through most of this speech was. To quote myself, super boring. I was listening to it last night. It was 11 o'clock. I was finishing up my prep, and I had forgotten that I hadn't listened to the speech, and I griping to my wife. I'm like, I got to listen to this stupid speech. And I'm listening to him like, why am I listening to this? This is so boring. He's not doing anything. He did a little when he got into the Ukraine war segment.
For the second year in a row, this gathering dedicated to peaceful resolution of conflicts is darkened by the shadow of war. An illegal war of conquest brought without provocation by Russia against its neighbor Ukraine. Like every nation in the world, the United States wants this war to end. No nation wants this war to end more than Ukraine.
That's the kind of line, the more you think about it, the weirder it becomes. Yeah, nobody wants to end the war more than the country that got invaded and was losing for a while and is losing people all the time. Well, yeah, duh. I mean, obviously.
And we strongly support Ukraine in its efforts to bring about a diplomatic resolution that delivers just and lasting peace.
Original borders.
Russia alone bears responsibility for this war.
Correct.
Russia alone has the power to end this war immediately. And it's Russia alone that stands in the way of peace. Because the Russia's price for peace is Ukraine's capitulation, Ukraine's territory, and Ukraine's children.
All correct. Great use of capitulation, by the way.
Russia believes that the world will grow weary and allow it to brutalize Ukraine without consequence. But I ask you this. If we abandon the core principles of the United States to appease an aggressor, can any member state in this body feel confident that they are protected?
And that's exactly right. I his analysis here is exactly correct, that if you abandon Ukraine, if you don't help them fight off the aggression from Russia, can anybody in Eastern Europe or in the Middle East or anywhere else, or Taiwan, because, you know, Russia's not the only potential bad actor in the world, can anybody else feel safe, especially when the whole point of the UN was to prevent and or to punish these kinds of things? But, you know, there's that funny little thing about the Security Council. And when you're on the Security Council, like Russia is, you know, they can veto everything, which is it's a crazy system. But we wouldn't have created the UN without that system. We wouldn't want to not have veto power in the Security Council either. So it's kind of this weird thing where the major players are the ones who are the key to the system, and the major players prevent the system from working against them, right? I mean, that just is the way it is.
If you allow Ukraine to be carved up, is the independence of any nation secure? I'd respectfully suggest the answer is no.
See, that's a great example of a failure of communication effectiveness. That could have been a much more potent line, but I'd respectfully suggest that the answer to this powerful question is no. Just say it, man. That's a speechwriter's problem. I don't think he reworded it. That's a speechwriter didn't take the opportunity to be forceful enough.
We have to stand up to this naked aggression today and deter other would-be aggressors tomorrow. That's why the United States, together with our allies and partners around the world, will continue to stand with the brave people of Ukraine as they defend their sovereignty and territorial integrity and their freedom.
Maybe it was four martinis. So, agreed. I'm with him on all of this, including the core principles argument.
Sovereignty, territorial integrity. They are the fixed foundations of this noble body.
Don't hit the microphone again.
And universal human rights is this North Star. We cannot sacrifice either.
Correct. All correct. Those are key principles. Absolutely. We'll come back to this in just a second. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
Fairfield not showing any problems. All clear from 12th all the way through to Palafox and W Street. If you have traffic tips, text 437-1620. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
You know, we went through this with my grandmother, and what happens is if you have a loved one, perhaps it's a grand, it's an aunt, it's an uncle, it's often your parents, you... It seems like they're sort of doing okay, and then all of a sudden they're different. Or maybe it's gradual. Like, they need a little bit more help cooking, and then they need a little more help cleaning, and then they need a little bit more help getting dressed in the morning or bathing or, you know, what they call activities of daily living. And maybe you've noticed it becoming more and more. Maybe you've tried to avoid noticing. Maybe you've hired somebody to help. Maybe you're helping. I don't know. But it's getting to the point where you realize it's too much, and they need something a little bit more significant. Well, that's where assisted living comes in. Assisted living is living on your own, like in an apartment complex, basically. And some of them are fantastic, by the way. I mean, really amazing. But where people come and help you with that stuff so that you can have the best quality of life possible. Well, making that decision is hard, and then knowing which one is right for your loved one is hard. That's why you call John Horton at Assisted Living Locators. All he does, for no charge, is he helps you match your loved one with the right situation for their needs and their interests and their quality of life. That's it. 712-0887 for John Horton at Assisted Living Locators. Back to the speech by President Biden at the UN yesterday. Of course, I would have been disappointed in him in terms of his own internal consistency if he hadn't addressed some of these things as well.
We have to continue working to ensure that women and girls enjoy equal rights and equal participation in their societies, that indigenous groups, racial, ethnic, religious, minorities, people with disabilities do not have their potential stifled by systemic discrimination. That the LGBTQI plus people are not prosecuted or targeted with violence because of who they are.
I mean, he meant persecuted, but okay. You might say, well, Andrew, why would you celebrate him on that? No, listen. First of all, you do have countries around the world that are extraordinarily repressive on this stuff, right? Places where it's illegal, places where, I mean... the Middle East and North Africa particularly, but other places as well. But remember, the president himself is the acronym president. He's Biden, when he was vice president, was the one who, because of something he said on a Sunday show, wound up cornering Obama when he didn't want to into supporting gay marriage. Like, he's the one that pushed on that. So this has long been the view of him, whichever acronym, LGBTQI plus, I think, is the one that he's going with right now.
These rights are part of our shared humanity. They're absent. When they're absent anywhere, their loss is felt everywhere. They are essential to the advancement of human progress that brings us together.
But yeah, it would be weird if he didn't mention it. Of course, he did not take the opportunity to mention that because of the fast withdrawal from Afghanistan and the subsequent events there, that it's been an implosion of human rights, particularly for women in that country. He didn't mention that in the speech, talking about the successes they've had. It would have been appropriate to say that. And, you know, he could have phrased that as in, we couldn't continue this effort, but the results there have been abysmal for women and girls, and the UN could maybe work better at solving that problem. But he ended with, I think, the right way, the rousing kind of come together message of, you know, the UN, at least in theory, has something good that it's trying to do, and we all have to work together to make sure that, you know, democracy and human rights and freedom are and prosperity and basic human necessities are met around the world.
The road ahead is long and difficult, but if we preserve, persevere, and prevail, if we keep the faith in ourselves and show what's possible, let's do this work together. Let's deliver progress for everyone. Let's bend the arc of history for the good of the world. Because it's in our power to do it. Thank you for listening. You're kind.
I think I'm going to Go lay down and go to sleep now. Remember that from the other week? Thank you for listening. You're kind. Listen, the one thing I would say is, if you're a world dictator or a dictator wannabe, if you're one of the bad people, how do you handle a speech like this? I mean, there's nothing surprising in it particularly, but what does it make you think of America's current capacity to thwart you, resist you, work against you, negotiate? I mean, you know, it was not a message of great strength. It was not a forcefully delivered speech. Even the parts that I agree with were so mild. And that's something you have to think about. You know, we're coming up to an election next year, and we're going through the primary process this next year. Who do you think is going to best represent the United States and the interests of democracy and freedom and resistance of tyranny around the world? Who's going to best make that case? You know, you have to make decisions about that, right, when you go to the polls. 621 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel this Friday at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. Have a boating question for Stephen? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them this Friday at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Find out how to dress for the changing Florida weather with Jen Wells. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
Hey, if you bought a nice import, you probably did it, you know, BMW, Porsche, Mercedes, Genesis, Jaguar, Lexus. You bought it with the idea that I'm going to get a really good car. It's going to cost me a little bit more, but it's worth it in the end. And you might think because it's an import, you've got to go to the dealership. You've got to pay more in order to service the higher end car. And that's not true. You do not, especially if it's like in Mobile. My goodness, the drive, the time, the, you know, extra cost of going to the dealership. You can go to Bobby Likas Auto Service right here on Davis Highway. They service those cars all the time. No problem. Same for the diesel engine, you know, right? They're great when they work, and they're not great when they don't work. And it's a little bit different, okay? But if you've got a diesel truck, you might think, well, dealership, right? No, Bobby Likas, they work on those. And anything else, right? Any other kind of car, they work on them all. And, of course, they can take care of you for the big thing if it needs to be done. But what they'd like to do is see you preventatively for the little stuff to prevent the big stuff from happening or to avert it so that if it does need to be done, because, you know, sometimes you have to do a big repair, even as scheduled maintenance, do it that way your car doesn't break down and then you got more cost and more inconvenience and all that. So bring it to them healthy so you don't have to bring it to them broken. Bobby Likas Auto Service, carclinicservice.com, or just stop by on Davis Highway.
Hurricane season is here, and now is the time to make a plan and know your zone.
In the case of an evacuation, have a plan to go to a hurricane shelter, hotel, or stay with a family or friends. If you're ordered to evacuate, you need to leave. You can rebuild your home, but you cannot rebuild your life. This hurricane season, know your zone. Know your home. Learn more at floridadisaster.org.
This message is sponsored by the Florida Division of Emergency Management, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Hobbies can be fun and expensive. How about a hobby that's fun and could make you money? Find out tomorrow morning at 10 with Emerald Coast Coins. Hear about precious metals and metal detectors as a great hobby. For nearly 20 years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, and the best metal detectors to find treasure. Get more information about this tomorrow morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie from 4 till 7 right before Dave Ramsey on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Randy, why don't you go find your grandma or something? You're bugging the heck out of me. Gosh.
So, have you been following the Lauren Boebert scandal.
Oh my gosh, yes.
So Lauren Boebert, a Democrat, and a smoke machine go into a Beetlejuice showing.
she was vaping inside.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Well, you know, vaping, or she blamed it on a smoke machine for the Beetlejuice show, which nobody believes. And by the way, the guy was like a bar owner. He's a Democrat, and they do drag shows at the bar, and she's been one of the most outspoken anti-drag show people.
Right.
Okay. And she was seen on the video. They have a like camera in the ceiling of the theater, and it shows her dancing and carousing and let's just say touching and being touched.
What? So you can't make out with a Democrat now in public?
First date. After 20 years getting divorced this summer and
so?
Taking selfies and taking flash photos and being told by the people behind her to behave and not doing it.
Oh, during the show?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's wrong.
Yeah. So she got cornered by TMZ at a parking lot.
I love TMZ.
Can I tell you how embarrassing it is for me that I knew from the voice of the guy doing the question that this was TMZ? That just makes me so embarrassed for myself. Okay, here goes.
From, I know it's been a rough week. Or has it been?
It's always hard whenever there's gravity put on the voters. I'm here to provide levity and lift burdens off of people. So anytime that they're carrying mine, it's something that I kind of feel deep inside. But ultimately, all future date nights have been canceled. And I learned to check party affiliations before you go on a date.
That's the takeaway? No more date nights and check voter registration before you grope somebody in a theater. Okay, 626 on News Radio 92.3. Oh, she's really getting her feel for this office. Right. David Wayne's in the newsroom with the headlines, David.
Yeah, I mean, from what I remember in my wilder, you got to sit in the back of the theater for that type of thing, right?
And,
like the very back row.
Oh, that's right. The last thing she said, I think I got it here. Let me see.
My personal life.
Oh, yeah, here we go.
Understanding and... They understand that it was a part of my personal life, my private time, something that I rarely indulge in.
Yeah, when you're in a theater with 100 other people, that's not your personal private time. I mean,
and when you're in the public eye, you don't have personal private time. You're in the public eye.
No. Yeah. Anyway, go ahead, David.
Oh, absolutely.
I have to preempt you for Candy, who's got to do traffic.
Oh, absolutely.
That I completely just forgot. So I'm sorry, Candy.
It's my private time.
I was just getting scolded by the listeners
saying
how important you are to the show. And,
yeah, right.
Without you, I'm just unseasoned meat or something, I think, was the takeaway here.
Oh,
which made me laugh. It's
meat.
Great.
That's
I love it. No, Andrew, you may be the steak on the plate, but Candy is the seasoning in the sides. Without her,
okay.
You're but a piece of meat. No
That's
disrespect.
Right.
None taken. She's exactly that.
Oh, come on. Pine Forest Road and 9 Mile Road showing an accident this morning, but no roadblock. If you see an accident, or a slowdown, 437-1620. You can text in those traffic tips. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Ultimately, all future date nights have been canceled.
David's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
The West Point Military Academy now being sued by the same group that filed lawsuits to end affirmative action at colleges and universities. The Supreme Court's June ruling that struck down race-based admission policies did not apply to military academies. The lawsuit argues that West Point's use of race in the admissions process is unconstitutional. It's kind of a scary incident in the sky here. A Frontier Airlines flight with 160 passengers headed from Denver to North Carolina had to turn around, apparently because of fumes.
Wait, let me guess. A bear on board.
No.
Because you said Frontier. And the bear was in Frontier World. And
right.
Okay, guys, go ahead.
Yeah.
Bad guess.
No, it was a good guess. It was a good guess. It just wasn't accurate.
Why did they turn around?
Apparently, there were fumes leaking into the cockpit. Yeah, they don't know what they were, but they said they had to turn around mid-flight, go back to the airport, fumes leaking into the cockpit. Yeah. So I guess at least they got back where they
were.
Was
post-game Biden on board?
I don't believe it.
Come on.
And we learned recently that former President Trump is planning on skipping the next Republican primary debate again to hit the picket lines with UAW members. Apparently, the head of the UAW is not on board with that plan. Union President Sean Fain says the union is fighting the billionaire class, which he says enriches people like Donald Trump at the expense of the workers. Nonetheless, my guess is a lot of those union workers would be very happy to have him.
Yeah, and whatever else you might say, I think what Sean Fain realizes is that the biggest, chasm in his base of the union people is that though they have historically been, sold to the Democrats, Trump was the guy that they wanted. Trump speaks their language, talks their way, represents their ideas, the, you know, all of the anti-NAFTA stuff, all of the trade deal being hard on China and preventing illegal immigration and taking the job. I mean, Trump was the language of the UAW, which probably terrifies Sean Fain. Don't give him any press, right? So, absolutely. David, thanks so much for the update. 6:30, News Radio 92.3. What was I going to tell you? No, it went straight out of my brain. And I don't even have... There you go. We'll be back in just a minute. David's up next after Fox.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. Attorney General Merrick Garland can expect tough questions from Republicans today at a House Judiciary Committee oversight hearing.
It's safe to say Hunter Biden's now defunct plea deal and new felony gun charges will come up, as well as possibly the charges against former President Trump as a new Republican-led impeachment inquiry into President Biden begins.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. President Biden meets with the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu this morning at the United Nations in New York.
National security and dealing with Iran are likely to be top of mind for the two world leaders as the partnership has been key in the Middle East. There has been some criticism, particularly from congressional Democrats, over Netanyahu's actions to overhaul the country's legal system. That includes weakening Israel's Supreme Court and giving more power to other parts of the government.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz. Netanyahu hasn't had a White House invitation since returning to power in Israel last December. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio 92.3. It is 71 degrees, partly cloudy skies right now in Pensacola. The investigation continuing today into a shooting that happened outside of Workman Middle School during a basketball game yesterday. Pensacola police say the victim was shot, possibly multiple times. However, that person is expected to survive. The school was briefly placed on a lockdown last night. Parents were later told to pick their kids up nearby at the Washington High School. Investigators are still working to identify a suspect in this case. Santa Rosa County leaders have decided to move away from a controversial land development code provision.
There is such a tremendous amount of public pushback on this, whether it's perception or reality. I mean, whatever, whether it's everything's true or whatever. When people believe something, whether they have all the information or they don't, that's how they feel.
Commissioners voted to remove the alternative subdivision provision that was put into place in 2021 that allowed developers to build large clusters of homes in small rural areas. And county commissioners opted to remove that provision after an 8-hour meeting. Lots of public comment opposed to it. The legal battle over this Escambia School District's removal of books from school libraries continues. Earlier this week, on Monday, attorneys for the plaintiffs filed a 51-page document disputing the school board's arguments that the case should be dismissed. Five authors, publishing company Penguin Random House, and seven parents originally filed the lawsuit. In a motion filed last month, the district argues that the board's decision has not prohibited the authors' ability to write or market or sell their books. Meanwhile, the plaintiffs' attorneys argue that the district's removals have disproportionately targeted books by or about people of color or LGBTQ people. Big news for the city of Pensacola. They've received an urban and community forestry grant.
We were awarded a $1 million grant that will be spent in the city's underserved, disadvantaged areas. And it'll cover tree planting and maintenance, restoration and resilience, and workforce development. So we received $1 million in total. So about $700,000 of that will be for planting. And in these LMI, CDBG areas.
And Mayor D.C. Reeves there, he says sidewalks can be up to 15 degrees warmer in underserved communities because they have less of a tree canopy. A portion of that money will be also able to be used for forestry education in the community as well. Well, added safety is a big deal in Gulf Breeze. The city now moving forward with installing new stop signs at several intersections along their multi-use path. City manager Sam Abel says it's part of the effort to rein in golf carts, scooters, and bikes from dangerously crossing roadways.
We do need to do more to make sure that right now half of all of our golf carts are stopping. We need to make sure that other half know that if you enter that intersection and you don't stop, you literally are taking your life into your own hands.
Three of those signs will go along Fairpoint Drive at South Sunset, Bear Drive, and Navarre Street. Two others will be located on Shoreline Drive at Navarre and Bear Drive. And the city does plan to continue looking for other solutions as well, such as public awareness campaigns and installing rumble strips. It is 6:35 at News Radio 92.3, and Candy has a look at our traffic.
I mean, barely. There's hardly anything on the roads right now, and accident-wise anyway. Pine Forest and 9 Mile showing an accident, but it looks like it's been moved off to the side, so not slowing things down there. It looks like everything else running smoothly. I-10, I-110 not showing any problems, and if you see an accident or have a traffic tip, text them in 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thank you very much, Candy. Now our Channel 3 weather forecast with Joseph Neubauer.
Good Wednesday morning, another cool start, and another nice day on tap. Partly cloudy skies and highs in the mid to upper 80s, about average for this time of year. A little bit warmer maybe this morning compared to the last couple of mornings. That's because the humidity is back. We do have a small rain chance today. It sits at about 20%. We'll keep that 20% chance for rain on Thursday and Friday as well. So lows will continue in the lower 70s to upper 60s and highs in the mid to upper 80s. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer reporting here at WEAR News.
It's 71 in Pensacola, 73 in Gulf Breeze, and 65 in Milton. Our next news at 7, breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Federal prosecutors are scrutinizing personal benefits Tesla may have provided Elon Musk since 2017, longer than previously known, as part of a criminal investigation examining issues, including a proposed house for the CEO. The Wall Street Journal says the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of New York also has sought information about transactions between Tesla and other entities connected to the billionaire. Prosecutors have referenced the involvement of a grand jury. The new information indicates federal prosecutors are pursuing potential criminal charges. Used truck sales were unusually high last month, jumping 14% from July, likely driven by lower prices. Prices for Class 8 trucks dropped during that time by as much as 20% on average for model year 2019 units, and nearly 1% for model year 2021 units. Analysts say conditions are shifting toward a more normal used truck market as shipping inventories fall and trucking capacity rebalances. Your money now.
Financial literacy isn't taught in our elementary classrooms, and parents lack the resources to teach it at home. But now the kids can learn about finance thanks to Be Sensible Smart and BCS-Kids.com. The Sensibles are a team of animated superheroes who help kids age 6 through 12 develop smart money habits in a fun way. Buy a subscription for your loved ones, and each month they'll get a kit in the mail with an entertaining DVD, comic book, and activities. Get 20% off using promo code CENT when you visit bcs-kids.com.
What does the future of mobility in Michigan sound like? It's the sound of new EV charging stations at our state parks. It's the sound of $17.5 billion in new investments to produce EVs and batteries in Michigan. And that's the silence of Michigan's new En-ROAD wireless charging system. Discover all the ways MEDC is driving next-gen mobility in Michigan at michiganbusiness.org/radio.
Join us today for a special Foo Foo Fest edition of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Joining us will be Therese Felt McKenzie, the chair of the Pensacola Foo Foo Festival, Nicole Stacy, the curator, and Robbie Schrock, the public relations liaison. The 10th anniversary of Pensacola's Foo Foo Fest is coming up soon, and you can get all the details on the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 10:30. Pensacola's Foo Foo Festival. Bigger, funnier, artier.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
News Radio Pensacola is your trusted source for hurricane coverage. If a hurricane approaches, News Radio Pensacola will provide you with the latest forecasts and warnings from the National Hurricane Center. If a hurricane approaches, News Radio Pensacola will help you find resources for disaster relief. If a hurricane approaches, News Radio Pensacola will interview experts on hurricane preparedness and safety.
No one covers the storms like News Radio 92.3.
Thank you.
Like sands through the Blackwater, so are the days of our Milton. And now, another episode of City Council Melodrama Theater.
She was one of the employees who was not subject to the same laws that some of the other employees are, so she was not eligible for comp time based on her job description.
Excuse me, ma'am.
So, yes.
Did you get paperwork that said that? Because I had talked with staff about the document we have from the conditional job offer, and it looked to me like if you're eligible for all benefits offered by the City of Milton, that would have included comp time. So I'm just confused, but when I spoke to Chief Tyndall about it, that was the understanding I got after speaking to Chief Tyndall. Mr. Andrade, do you have an explanation?
Mayor, as part of her offer of employment, that we found an email where Ms. Neely sent her the offer of employment letter. Attached to that was a list of the benefits that applied to her. It did not list comp time in that list of benefits.
And then he went on to give a really long, detailed explanation of why the former city clerk, Don Molinaro, is not entitled to the compensatory time. That's when you work extra and then get paid for it. You know, flex time would be you kind of choose your hours. Sometimes comp time is like you work extra and then you get to take off elsewhere for it. But in this case, they fired her before she could take her extra time. And she said, you owe us for this, and Heather Lindsay, who is her ally and, you know, good friend, has been fighting for her. And Marilyn Farrow, remember I said the other day that one of the more encouraging things about the meeting with the city council last week at Milton was you actually had several people who had been on the opposite side of what I would say is the right side, kind of change their mind and come around. Marilyn Farrow being one of them, and I give her credit for it. Anytime somebody's going to, you know, kind of recognize the error of their ways and, you know, come around, always welcome to come over to the side that seems to make more sense. So the whole question here is, would the city pay Don Molinaro for something that they didn't owe her? And Alex's advice was, look, she's not entitled to this. Flex time, yes. Comp time, no. There's no documents. We can't find a contract. The email that we did find indicates there was nothing listed there. Also, she's asking for time and a half, and there was no evidence that she'd be entitled to overtime anyway. So, like, none of this makes any sense. So his recommendation is, okay, if you guys really want to pay her some money to make yourselves feel good about firing her and make, you know, her feel good and not be jerks about it, if that's the way you feel, do go ahead and pay her the money, but make sure that she signs a waiver that she holds harmless the city, that she won't come back and sue us at all. That's a way of getting something out of this because, you know, at the very least, it's cheaper than having to go through a lawsuit. Even if you're right, it's cheaper than going through a lawsuit, which is something that, you know, Alex explained later on.
The request by Ms. Molinaro was for an additional payment above the salary payments she received during her employment. Her request, because I cannot find a legal basis justifying the payment as part of her conditions of employment, would be akin to you coming to the podium, Ms. Mitchell, and just asking the council to give you $2,200. Because I wouldn't advise the council to just hand out checks to people upon request. There has to be some exchange of value. Because Ms. Molinaro has indicated that she may want to seek some type of claim against the city for any number of reasons, regardless of whether or not they're meritorious, there is some value to the city to not have to pay an attorney to respond to even a complaint that has no merit. So because that is an identifiable value that could justify a payment of this amount, that was my recommendation last week.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes it's better just to give somebody something to avoid the more expensive giving them of nothing, because it can actually cost you more to pay them less, right? Pam Mitchell, one of the Pitchfork Posse folks, had, and I credit her, too, a couple of times in this meeting. She had, I think, kind of come around from previous positions. On this one, she's still locked into, you know, attack Alex Andrade mode.
Yes, ma'am, do you have a comment?
Yeah, I do. I have a comment I feel very passionately about. If the complaint was investigated so thoroughly and it's 100% accurate what Attorney Andrade has said, then why do you need a hold harmless or a waiver agreement?
Yeah, and that's the question that he was answering after this is, you know, because it sometimes costs you more just to fight a lawsuit that you're right about. And to his credit, Gavin Hawthorne spoke up about this and said, look, she's not entitled to this.
This correct that Ms. Don Molinaro is an exempt employee, meaning she is not authorized for comp time, correct?
Yeah,
that's Mr. Andrade's opinion, yes, sir.
And that's the indication.
That's
from
Shade, by the way.
And from her office.
It's his opinion, by the way. I differ. I'm a lawyer, too.
Employment.
And we're still agreeing to pay her, even though she's not eligible for payment. We could be very cruel and not pay her. But as a council, we're not doing that. We're wanting to pay her for her time being here, which we don't have to because she's not approved for that.
We're trying to be nice, and y'all are getting angry at us for doing something generous that we don't have to do. And by the way, there were folks in the audience who were saying, no, don't pay her anything at all. Howard Steele?
I don't know how many of y'all have ever fired anybody, but I fired a lot of people. And I don't fire people because they did such a great job and I want to keep them. I fire them for a reason. And if I owe them money, I pay them. But if they didn't know, if I don't owe them any money, I don't pay them. And especially if somebody cost me money in the process of having to correct whatever they screwed up.
And there has been a lot of time and effort correcting the things that were, and the culture around City Hall and everything else, it's been connected with the reasons, the behavior by former Clerk Molinaro that got her fired, that the city council fired her for. So he says, no, don't take money from us and pay her. It might not be that much money. It's a couple thousand dollars, but that's a couple thousand dollars, right? And it's a small-ish item in the general budget for Milton, but it's a principal thing, and that's why they're having all this conversation about it. And again, I give credit Marilyn Farrow, who has been on the other side of this, changed her mind.
So my opinion last week was that there should have been no waiver. But having listened to our city attorney, having listened to you, I have changed my opinion of that.
Good. And by the way, there was a thing later on where she voted for something that she kind of didn't agree with, but she thought that it was, you know, it was okay to go ahead with. So I'm seeing a lot of very encouraging signs out of Marilyn Farrow in the last couple of weeks, which is great. So they went ahead and had the vote.
All right, the vote is Councilman Cusack and Councilman Jarrett are both nays. There are six ayes.
Cusack wanted to pay her without a waiver. Jarrett didn't want to pay her at all. And then the other six voted to go ahead and pay her with the waiver getting signed. So we're done. 6:47 on News Radio 92.3. See, that was a relatively low drama edition of Days of Our Milton. But, you know, a little bit, just a little bit of drama. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
It's brought to you by Boost Infinite. And if you're thinking of getting the latest iPhone, you need to stop and check out the insane, amazing wireless offer from Boost Infinite to learn all about it. Just pick up your phone, dial #250 and say Boost Infinite. Accident at Pine Forest and 9 Mile. Looks like that's completely been cleared up. Not showing any slowdowns there. If you see an accident or a slowdown, 437-1620. Text it in. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Oh, and by the way, really sad note that I did not know until Bethany Anderson, who's the public information officer in Milton, mentioned it in the meeting.
And Mr. Bruton, I wore my green for him tonight. It's still kind of crazy to not have him in this room, but going to his celebration of life and hearing his family speak and getting to know the man. I didn't know him like a lot of the people in this room, but I knew him for a minute, and that was kind of all you needed to get to know him. He was just a tremendous man in our community, and I hope that somebody else picks up the legacy that he left behind.
Super sad note. Al Bruton, who, you know, if you haven't been paying attention to the show much or maybe didn't follow Milton stuff at all, he's just, it was a black guy in Milton that was always at the meetings. He was always asking good questions. He was always kind of advancing the historical markers cause, and, you know, it just, I never knew him either, but I was like, oh. He was really one of the bright spots of the Milton City Council meetings, and it was just a sad thing to hear that he passed away. So very just distressing. 6:49 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you need any kind of heating or air conditioning work or electrical or plumbing, you know, Peden, they can take care of you. You know you're going to get good quality products, good quality installation, 100% satisfaction guarantee. Obviously, they take care of you if there's any issue whatsoever. And right now, they've got a couple of different deals going on. One is a 40% more hot water from your existing electric tank with an Emax auto booster. You can get 50% off the Emax Auto Booster with the installation of any 40 or 50-gallon electric water heater. And there's also $1,000 off water filtration systems right now for Peden. And so, you know, they've got offices all over the place. I mean, Destin, Fort Walton, Panama City, big location here in Pensacola. They're operating in Baldwin County now as well. So, you know, whatever your need, heating, air conditioning, plumbing, or electrical, Peden, they will take care of you. Find out more at Peden, P-E-A-D-E-N.com.
There's nothing worse than being charged to spend your own money. That's why, at Penair Credit Union, our fee-free checking account has surcharge-free ATMs available from Pensacola to Pencil wherever. So wherever you go, you can bet there's a surcharge-free ATM waiting for you. Because, hey, we don't like fees any more than you do. So our checking has no monthly fees, no balance requirements, and thousands of surcharge-free ATMs nationwide. Penair Checking. It just fits better. Make the switch at penair.org/checking. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. At Anderson, we know Subarus are built better, and we're not the only ones who think so. Subarus earn more IIHS Top Safety Pick Plus awards than Honda, Toyota, or Hyundai brands since 2013 as of July 2023. When it comes to safety, Subarus are better. And when it comes to longevity, well, Subaru wins there too. According to a study by Experian Automotive, Subaru leads the industry in longevity with 96% of vehicles sold in the last 10 years still on the road today. More than Honda or Toyota brands. Hands down, Subaru has the longest lasting vehicles in the automotive industry, all of which makes it easy to love a Subaru from Anderson Subaru. Visit us on Highway 29 just north of Car City, Pensacola, or shop us online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Based on Experian Automotive non-luxury vehicles in operation excluding trucks and vans versus total new registrations for model years 2013 through 2022 as of December 2022.
This is Paul Epstein with Running Wild. Join me today at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Discover why we at Running Wild are the running and fitness experts in the Pensacola and Fairhope communities, specializing in fitting you in the best shoe, apparel, and training for your unique needs. We pride ourselves on serving, training, and encouraging you to reach your goals. So bring your questions today at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM. 1620.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Fox News' Guy Benson gives you the news and brings you the newsmakers every day at 2 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
My heart only runs on Supreme.
Hey, Ale!
National average for a gallon of gas, 387. Florida average is 366. Mississippi is, Mississippi's still the best at 329. California at 579, so I wouldn't go there for lots of reasons. 334 east at the Walmart in Navarre, 333 west of the Walmart in Navarre, and Midway, 335 at the foot of the Garcon Point Bridge, 355 improper, so you pay an extra $2 a gallon just to go into the city. 341 at the CEFCO in Milton, 339 at the P. Ridge Murphy, 339 at the Circle K going through Pace. Getting over into Pensacola, one of the weird price discrepancies, the 9 Mile Walmart has 325, but the Murphy in front of the Walmart on US 29 has 336. I don't know why. Don't ask me, because I don't know. I told you I don't know. 317 at the Beacon Store, 3 on Cervantes. That's by far the cheapest price in the area, in that particular vicinity. These gas prices are brought to you by Pete Moore Volkswagen with the lowest out-the-door price on your next new Volkswagen. Pete Moore Imports. .com. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Contract talks between the Writers Guild of America and Hollywood Studios are scheduled to resume today.
I'm hearing that there is a desire to make a deal on both sides, that there is a new urgency. After we came back from the holidays, Labor Day, everyone was kind of looking around saying, oh my God, this is still going on.
And that is Matthew Baloney there. He's a founding partner with Puck News.
What's his last name?
Baloney? Baloney?
Matthew Baloney is a reporter?
Yeah.
Awesome. Go on.
Yeah. Let's see. Where was I here? Drew Barrymore and Bill Maher recently canceled their plans to bring talk shows back before the strike ended. They say that if a deal isn't reached soon, production may not begin again until sometime next year. So that's a lot of content people will be missing out on. Yeah. MGM Resorts says all of its operations in Las Vegas are now back to normal. This is after that big cyber attack last week. They were hacked on September 10th. They'd been trying to get control of their digital operations back. Financial experts say They're likely losing up to $8.4 million, or they were losing $8.4 million per day while that cyber attack was going on.
Wow.
And since I know we all love bear stories, a Krispy Kreme in Alaska has turned a theft into an ad campaign. Apparently, a mother black bear and cub climbed into the back of a Krispy Kreme delivery van in Anchorage earlier this month and ate all of the donuts that were being that were being delivered. You know, they deliver them to the various franchises and stores and things around the area. Krispy Kreme has posted on their Facebook page, "It's a reminder that our donuts are loved by everyone, even the wildlife."
Nicely done. I thought maybe they would start selling bear claws. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
I was born in Anchorage. It's in our blood.
Krispy Kreme's
Yes.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
Actually, wouldn't that explain everything? That would explain a whole lot.
Yeah.
Good news is we're not showing any of these slowdowns or delays. 90 accident free all the way through into Alabama. Not showing any issues there. Not backing up a little bit over the bridge for the front gate of Pensacola NAS, but not bad. Not even over the whole bridge right now. But we'll certainly watch that this morning. If you see an accident or have a traffic tip, text it in 437-1620. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
You know, if you are a business owner, you got employees, you have to deal with benefits like health and dental and vision and life and disability insurance and human resources and HR and just human resources and payroll. You know, if you love doing that stuff and it's working great for you, fantastic. If you don't love doing it or it's not working great or you just want to find out if maybe there's a better way, give Torgerson Causey a call. They're a comprehensive employee benefits agency. They've been doing this for more than 20 years for local businesses like yours. And I know because we work with them here for about 6 years. They started doing our benefits about 6 years ago and they were great. They gave us options we didn't have, better deals on things, and the customer service is, let's just say we didn't know what we were missing when we didn't have them yet. And now we have them and they're fantastic. Honestly, fantastic. 433-9996 for Torgerson Causey, or check them out online at tcbenefitsgroup.com. All right, Candy, you might recall that yesterday on the show, I was about to share a sound clip that is my new favorite sound clip.
Yeah.
And I didn't because I didn't have enough time to do it. Well, now I do. So picture this. You've got a very attractive lady on a plane involved in some kind of confrontation, altercation. Maybe she's leaving the plane. Maybe she's not. I don't know. The details here are pretty scarce. What I do know is the following interchange was caught on video, as all the best things are.
Call me a b- again. Yeah, you guys did nothing wrong.
I said shut up.
No, you shut the b- up. You shut the b- up.
Goodbye.
And you're b-
goodbye.
You shut the b- film me. I'm Instagram famous, you b- bum. Shut the b- up.
So it turns out that this delightful young lady is influencer, I put in air quotes, Morgan Osman, whose big claim is apparently she claims that she dated Sam Asghari before Britney was married to him.
Wow, what a catch.
Yeah, really.
What a get.
Fantastic. She was on Oxygen's The Bad Girls Club.
Oh, okay.
Okay, and she basically puts up bikini photos of herself. And,
what's her name
again? Morgan Osman.
Okay,
she's... I don't know, like somebody aspiring to be a Kardashian, I think is the best way to describe her. And so once again, with all of that context, note this gem of a line that you will start wanting to use at parties.
Hey, goodbye. You should film me. I'm Instagram famous, you bum.
Every time I hear it, oh, I'm Instagram famous, you bum. And then the people are laughing at her. That's my favorite. Somebody's filming. I'm Instagram famous, you bum. Good stuff. 6:59 on News Radio 92.3. Michelle Salzman has refiled her term limits bill. It's now going to be put in by statute on a vote of the legislature rather than as a referendum. Will that happen? Will that come to apply?
Yes.
Yeah, I think yes and yes. By the way, basically, nobody who's in office right now is affected unless, like, if they just got elected 2 years ago, this would mean 6 years for them. If they are getting reelected next year, they still have another 8 years until this is coming to effect.